Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents
with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
I'm Brian.
Yeah.
It's totally true.
It is.
We are here. We are alive. It is real.
It is Monday, and we know that much at least.
Yeah, at the very least.
Yeah.
As far as you know and I know we're concerned, it is Monday.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Over the weekend, the infrastructure bill was passed. You can join us just in this segment only because we have a packed show. Give us a call real quick, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, I was planning on doing the show by myself, so I was like, I'm going to have a lot of friends come join me, and then
You're doing your show by yourself on Wednesday instead now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because of a lot of things that I don't care to get into, and it would take a whole segment to air through those grievances, and most of them are directed at myself. So you guys don't want to hear me into my wallowing self-pity. Isn't self-pity, self-loathing. But either way,
right.
It's not. The one who should be self-loathing is Aaron Rodgers, but we're not going to talk about him today.
No.
We're going to talk about infrastructure.
We got a lot of other news. We're going to talk infrastructure. We're going to talk 2022 because, Brian.
A year from
365 days from today.
This moment.
The polls will be open for 2022 and the midterm elections will be underway.
I'm ready right now.
I'm not. So I'm glad that we got 365
I'm
days.
I'm saying I'm ready like I'm going to be ready for my daughter's prom, but I'm still not.
Fair enough. That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, so we got 1 year out from today will be the 2022 midterms. So I hope everybody's ready because that countdown clock has begun.
Yeah, and we have some people that will be possibly participating in that later on today with an announcement as well. And we have Sarah Rodriguez joining us. We also have Jesse Pica Holtz joining us in the third segment.
Correct.
And then we also have Dan Larson.
Dan Larson.
I know what Don Larson, which is really...
That's got to throw you off. There's only one letter difference there. But is Don Larson with an O at the end?
I think that's with an O.
There you go. So yeah. Two letters off.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, we got Dan Larson from the Ozaukee County Democratic Party joining us as well in our last segment of the day. So if you would like to join this great show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian...
Or if you want to set up a question to ask any three of those guests,
yeah.
Go right ahead.
Give us a call, 844-967-2789. But yeah, so like we said, Friday night, late Friday night, 11:30 Friday evening, D.C. time. So
dun, dun, dun.
That's when I saw the messages coming up. I am not a late...
In the late hours of the night.
Yeah, that's late for me, Brian.
Contrary to belief, when you wake up at 4 in the morning and then, you know...
I'm not usually awake at that hour, but...
Not this, usually awake.
On Friday, I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excitement?
So it was weird. So I got to be there for the breaking news. The House passed the infrastructure bill. It is going to President Joe Biden's desk, I believe. He's a little bit busy today, actually. The Milwaukee Bucks are at the White House visiting.
Well, when they're winners, they get to do what they want.
Yeah. So they were going to celebrate their 2021 championship at the White House, and that was already on the books. But I believe there's going to be a signing ceremony for this infrastructure bill sometime later this week. So the $1.2 trillion bipartisan in both the House and the Senate infrastructure bill.
Yeah, how many votes did it get in the Senate?
19. Oh, 19 Republicans, excuse me, for a grand total of 69 senators voting in favor of and 30 voting against.
How many again?
69 senators.
That's
Brian.
Pretty awesome. way to go, everybody. Well, you know, we have a couple statements.
Yeah.
From let's go with two of our local reps who voted on the bill. Let's go with Mark Pocan.
Yep,
the local guy. the second district, Wisconsin second. Here's a quote from Mark Pocan. This, along with the Build Back Better Act, will give the economy the jumpstart it needs to put America back to work. The bipartisan infrastructure bill repairs our crumbling roads and bridges, invests in public transit and rail, expands broadband, including the most rural areas, and secures clean water for our children by replacing lead pipes and delivering clean water to millions of families. Thankful the first half of President Biden's agenda is on his desk, and I look forward to voting on the second half when the House passes a once-in-a-generation investment in child care, extends the child tax credit, which, by the way, everybody, every 15th of the month.
1 week from today.
Uh-huh. Expands the universal pre-K and lowers prescription drug prices for seniors. This is all pretty good stuff. But guess who is against that?
Pretty much everybody.
My state rep, or my U.S. rep, Brian Stile.
Oh, yeah. You're represented by a little different congressman in Congress.
He has a different view.
Me here in the second district.
He has a different view on what this is.
Yeah, so let's hear what Stile has to say. Because, now, Brian, I was a little shocked. We had on Friday night 13 House Republicans kind of went against the rest of the party and against the ire of one Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was pretty upset and actually vowed to put some intra-partisan fighting those Republicans that decided to say no to what the party mainline was. And those 13 Republicans joined Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But I was kind of... I was holding out for one of our representatives here in Wisconsin from the Republican Party that would
did any of
vote
them
in favor
at all?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, so, did any of them even lean possibly thinking about maybe voting for any of the things we've listed?
Nope. And no.
I'm sure there's a good reason.
Yeah, well, I'm sure because none of them are actually running for statewide office. If they were actually running for statewide office, this would be... I mean, Wisconsin is a coin flip, 50-50 essentially. All of the last statewide elections have come down to razor-thin margins by... in some cases, a less than a percentage point, but no Republican in Congress for any that are represented to or elected to the House voted in favor of this bipartisan bill. But what did Representative Stile have to say?
Let's have Brian Stile explain himself in a massive half a paragraph statement. Today, I voted against the so-called they always love the so-called. There's always a so-called when it comes to this. The so-called infrastructure portion of Speaker Pelosi and President Biden's $3 trillion spending agenda. How much was it again?
1.2.
Okay, good. We should be making investments in our nation's infrastructure, but through a smart, targeted approach that is focused on real infrastructure. And attached is my bill that would counter that and show you a... Oh, no?
Oh, wait, it's not.
Not even close to an idea. Not even close to even a remedy whatsoever other than no. Just a flat-out no, because I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Brian,
I'm editorializing that. That's not part of the quote.
Tax cuts are a very difficult proposal for infrastructure. You can't really invest in infrastructure by cutting taxes, and so therefore there's no actual thing that Stile can recommend because he doesn't have...
We'll just have to wait for Alec to put something together for him, and then he'll have to have someone read it to him and then put it into talking points so that he can just handshake people because he's a handshaking Ken doll that just repeats whatever... talking points are of the day. I will continue voting against wasteful spending in Washington and protect Southeast Wisconsin's families' pocketbooks. All right, look. Can you enumerate?
Did he vote in favor of the Trump tax cut?
No. Yeah, of course.
I feel like, or was that tax cut might have been before Stile was there. I'm trying to think if Paul Ryan passed the tax cut, so Stile couldn't have passed it. But
same person anyway, just different vocal point. Mm-hmm.
Different suit.
Different power dynamic, but that's pretty much the same person. All right. So, but again, like there's no point by point. There's no like, hey, this is way too much. Hey, this specifically is wasteful spending. Hey, this is the wrong thing right here for this. Just a flat out no. No, hey, this is what I would do. Hey, this is what we should be investing in specifically. Just a vague... Unfortunately, this bill is not paid for, will fund Green New Deal subsidies, and only directs a small portion of spending towards improving our roads and bridges. Okay, so a small portion compared to the whole? Sure. A small portion in general? No, not in the slightest. It's a huge bill. Not paid for? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Will fund Green New Deal subsidies, which also create new jobs. You can't just say Green New Deal and be, oh, wait, that's the Republicans.
That's the boogeyman.
All you had to do is say Green New Deal, and they go, they don't even know. If you asked them what's in the Green New Deal, they couldn't tell you.
No, they'd tell you that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are coming to stop you from eating hamburgers. Those those are the talking points on the right wing side. The Green New Deal is the new boogeyman, and any form of investment in clean infrastructure and clean energy into our nation's future is all of a sudden going to be bad because a woman from Brooklyn that they do not like is the one who is like, hey, this is something that we should be doing.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Because that girl who we thought was
woman.
Just... No. That, to them, it's just some girl that says this. I completely agree with you.
I'll correct them on that.
Please, I agree with you. That girl over there, she's doing this one thing and she's saying this stuff that I don't like. And turns out that she's really smart,
very politically savvy.
Very politically savvy, and she completely eats you people for breakfast, and all you wanted to do is get a date with her, and really that's all you can think about. That's the thing, is that all they can think about is whether they can date her or not, and they know that they can't, and...
That upsets them.
That is never even... But the point is that's not even on the menu.
No, it wasn't
ever.
Even an option. Nope.
Like, she's a legislator. You should be talking to her about that. But in their minds, that's how it is, because it's how they look at everything. It's... Anyway, let's talk about infrastructure and more wonderful things. Let's go to what Tammy Baldwin had to say, because she has... Tammy Baldwin has released a statement, a press release about this as well, about the Build Back Better... the Applauds House vote to pass Infrastructure and Investment and Jobs Act. She voted for this bipartisan legislation because it will create good-paying jobs and put Wisconsin to work fixing our roads and bridges, rebuilding our water infrastructure, and expanding access to affordable and reliable high-speed broadband, take care of PFAS chemicals, and a whole laundry list of things. Speaking of a laundry list, she has a laundry list of endorsements of people who are excited about this, from Craig Thompson to Patrick Goss. She's got like 20...
Yeah, it
different
was
a long list from the Concrete Pipe Association, Wisconsin Clean Cities, Transportation Development, Trucking Association, all excited about this. You know who's really excited about this? The Wisconsin Farmers Union. They're getting broadband. They're getting they're getting a lot of money to be taken care of for rural areas right here. I'm looking at this fact sheet real quick. I'm trying to get to it as fast as I can.
No, it's going to be one of those things where we're seeing once in a generation investment in our infrastructure, and I was really glad to see that it was a bipartisan effort in both chambers of Congress, but it's still really unfortunate that we didn't have a single Republican congressman here in Wisconsin that voted for it.
I bet you when it starts helping out their areas, they'll be talking about how amazing it is or something like that.
Yeah,
or
probably
or will they
the
go
benefits.
and protest the roads being built in their districts?
Yeah, they don't want the freeway improvement. They don't want the decrepit bridges to be
They admit that needs to be done, but it's too much or too big of a cost. Well, do you have a better place to go, or are you just going to sit there and go, meh? Oh, the Republican answer to everything. Meh.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We will be right back with Representative Sarah Rodriguez to share some announcements with everybody.